Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Tuesday night. Some of you in this certain parts of the world, it's Wednesday morning. To others, it may be Wednesday evening. But no matter what part of the day or what time it is, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. This is Brother Nate coming before you this day. And I welcome you all, no matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. Amen. Tonight, I want to also give you this phone number. This is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson tonight, I ask that you will call this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing over the air, just contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. And once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So without further ado, tonight, you know, for those of you who follow us on Blog Talk Radio, you know how we do this. Before we go into the lesson, we open up with prayer because we must petition Jesus Christ for his spirit to be with us as we take this journey into the Word of God, into the Word of truth, and as we begin to speak on this subject tonight. So wherever you're listening to me at, why don't you join in with me in prayer and let us pray and petition the Lord once again for his spirit to be with us. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, you are Lord. You are God, and besides you, there is no other. There is none greater, and neither will any ever will be greater than you. So therefore, Lord, we humble ourselves before you, acknowledging and recognizing that you are the all-wise one. And therefore, we petition you that your spirit will be with us as we take this journey into your word and as we go into this study tonight. Father, I pray that every ear, every heart that tuned into this broadcast will be touched by your spirit through this broadcast. In the name of Jesus. And so, Lord God, we are grateful today for this opportunity you have given us to go into your word in Jesus' name and to go into this study. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for all of you once again that's been listening tonight. We're still on a series. The overall series is about the Masonic Order. For those of you who've been listening, you know that I've been on this series, and I told y'all that it's going to be kind of a broad series, but it's going to have different parts or different sections. And we are on this part in this section tonight. We actually started with you on Sunday night about the initiation, Masonry, the initiation. Amen. And what I talked to you about in part one was the oath, that when you is being inducted to become a member of the Masonic Order, there's an oath you have to take. Okay. And we looked in the Word of God, and we come to understand that an oath that is connected to that which is sin or denying Christ or evil, that's an evil oath. That is an ungodly oath. So when you're getting ready to be inducted to become a member of the Masonic Order, you have to take an ungodly oath. And it's ungodly because, number one, it is connected to a secret society or organization that rejects Christ. Amen. And so when you're taking the oath to become a member of a particular organization, you're taking an godly oath. Okay. So now tonight, we're going to continue on, and we're dealing with part two of the initiation. And as I told those of you who've been following me on this series, I told you, hey, I want to be led by the Spirit of God. And I be having certain notes and thinking I'm going to go this way. And the Holy Ghost, I leave room for the Holy Ghost to deal with me. And there's times that during this series that the Lord had given me either another scripture or a certain way to go. And so I'm going to say tonight, now I'm not for sure, but I think the Lord had been dealing with me before I came on the broadcast tonight, that there may be, I don't know, maybe some more parts to concerning this initiation. It's like he's been dealing with me about breaking down particular parts dealing with this initiation. So tonight we are on part two of the initiation process, okay? Part two of the initiation process. And tonight on this second part, we're going to talk about light, the light or light, okay? And I'm going to let you know what I'm talking about here. I want to once again give you the research of some things that go down when you are going through the initiation ceremony, okay? Amen. At the time that you are led in an oath, you being the candidate is blindfolded. And another thing that's happened is you are stripped of all your clothes. Get this, including your wedding ring. Okay. Now there's another part. And I said, as I told you in the beginning of this broadcast, that the Lord had been dealing with me about in this initiation process, that to break down different parts. Okay. So that about the wedding ring, that's representing also something else, but we're going to talk about that another time. So once again, when you are a candidate and, you know, you are to take this oath, you are blindfolded. And once again, you're stripped of all your clothes, and you are stripped even including of your wedding ring, okay? Then you put on something that is similar to pajamas, with one leg rolled up and your shirt half off your body. Okay. Then also in this process, you have a rope that is put around your neck, which leads you around during the initiation ritual. So they have this rope around your neck, you know, to lead you around. Okay. Doing this initiation ritual, okay? Now, as a candidate, also, you're told something, okay? You're told something in this initiation process. You are told, now, and another thing that I think I left out, and I may not have, but once again, you're blindfolded, okay? In this initiation process, too, you're blindfolded, you're stripped of all your clothes, including you're stripped of your wedding ring. You put on something that's similar to like pajamas, with one leg rolled up and your shirt half off your body, okay? Then also they put a rope around your neck, which you are led around during the whole initiation ritual by this rope around your neck. They have someone pulling this rope around your neck to lead you around. Amen. You're also told in this initiation process, especially by you being blindfolded, you are told that you are in darkness and that you must depend on masonry to give you light. And that's interesting. You know, you're told that you're in darkness, okay, and that you have to depend on masonry, the Masonic organization, to give you light. My God. I want to look at and stop right there. I want to look at this light. Now, we looked at in the other section and dealing with what some of the high-level Masons said about what masonry believes, and how that they believe the whole center thing is that Lucifer is the god of light. And we looked at the scriptures, the Bible, the scriptures, the word of God, that told us that Jesus is the light. Okay. Now, I want to go back to the book of John, chapter 1. And then there's a couple other scriptures I want to look at. Amen. Hallelujah. John chapter 1. Let's go to John chapter 1. Now, once again, in this initiation process, you're told that you are in darkness and that you need masonry, okay, the Masonic order, to give you light. The same Masonic order that I gave you the research on what their high-level Masonic leader said about Masonry, that what Masonry believes, that Lucifer is the God of light. Jesus. Hallelujah. And you as Christians who have become Masons, you really need to hear this. Because if you are born again, like you said, you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord. Well, we saw in the scriptures that Jesus is the light, not Lucifer. Hallelujah. And so if you got an organization whose center core, which you will find out when you go up to the higher level of masonry, as you go up higher, you find out who you serve and who you worshiping, which is Satan. How can an organization, a secret society that is not Christian, ungodly, and is founded where to the point where they believe that Lucifer is the God of light, give you light? How can that be? Well, I can tell you how it could be. It can't be. It can't be. There's no way. That's just like, for example, turning to the devil for light. The devil, he's the God of Luigi, God of darkness, not light. So he can't give you light. Now look at John chapter 1. And I want to start here and then just go a couple other verses I want to look at also, okay, in dealing with this light. Verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, I want to patch my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, John Carlin, checking up on you. Brother Manuel,
God bless you.
Want you to be encouraged and know that we as Christians, the devil, the kingdom of darkness come against us day and night. But be strong in the Lord and keep up what you're doing, Brother Nate, Brother Money, the rest of the brethren, Brother Eddie Lee. Keep on saying God's word. And we as Christians, especially in this evil generation, not just evil but in love with sin, we do not have many friends, but as I said, again, be encouraged in the Lord, Emmanuel, because the devil and the kingdom of darkness, we are not lacked, but we are hated. But keep on sharing God's word, because the enemy and the devil, the kingdom of darkness, those who is sharing God's word, Christians, women, men of God, and me, the vow with God, we are not lacked by the kingdom of darkness.
Amen.
But keep on doing what you're doing, sharing God's word.
Amen, brother. And I appreciate your encouragement, brother. God bless you, and may the Lord keep you, brother.
Okay, I bless you in the Lord.
God bless. That's our brother John Welch. Thank God for the brother. He always gives a word of encouragement, and the word of encouragement is very much needed. I thank God for the brother. His wife is the late sister Elaine Welch, who gone to be with the Lord. And she was one of the sisters that maybe some of y'all had heard me on the broadcast talk about, that when we, especially when we was first starting off on Blog Talk Radio, constantly calling in, giving a word of encouragement. And I thank God for them, because that went a long way. Okay, I give it to them. That went a long way. So we thank God for the brother, Brother John, and for what his wife had done in giving the word of encouragement. Now, still in John chapter 1, it said, starting in first verse, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the what? Light of men. So in him was life, and that life was the light of men. Okay? So the true one that carries the light, the number one person that we supposed to look to when we are in darkness and need a light is Jesus. Okay? Now let's keep that in mind. It's Jesus, not Satan, but Jesus. Okay? And see, those of you that are Christian Masons, like I said, you need to hear this. Because you are called Christian Mason, because you have joined an order that does not recognize that the true light is Christ. You have joined a secret society that does not recognize that the true light is Christ. Amen. And if you are born again and you said that you believe Jesus Christ is Lord, what his words say, he is the light. So therefore, what you join is in conflict to what the Word of God says about Jesus. And see, when you're in that initiation process with the Masonic order, and they're telling you, hey, you're in darkness, and you need the Masonic order to give you light. Now, that's the wrong organization. That's the wrong people. Okay? Verse 5 says, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might what? Believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which light of every man that cometh into the world. See, the true light, which is Christ, that's where the ultimate source of true light comes from, is Christ. Amen. And see, when you join any secret society, any organization that does not acknowledge Christ as being the light, in fact, rejects the very notion that Christ is the light, then you have joined an ungodly organization, and you need to repent. Amen. Because, see, what it's coming down to is you really standing on what you believe. Now, you say you believe Christ, and you believe everything that the Word says about him. Well, see, if you see that you have joined yourself to an organization that rejects that word, then you know you need to break free from it. Amen? You need to cut loose from it. In fact, I say even to go further like this. It shouldn't be, in that instance, such a hard decision to make. Okay? If you join any organization that you found out that says that, for example, you found out that said that there is no God, okay, and you believe in Jesus Christ, then it shouldn't be, you shouldn't have to go, well, I know it's kind of a tough decision where I should leave it or not. No. No. If you believe Jesus Christ is the light, if you believe what the Word of God says, and the Word of God let us know that Christ is the light, the organization that rejects that, I mean, what what's the battle that you're talking about? The only way I can see is a battle is that you got some friends or loved ones in it, and you're more concerned about what they think and how they feel than what Christ say. Now, that's the only thing I can see that will make it tough for you. But remember what Jesus said in the word. He that hateth not mother, brother, wife, you know, sister. And the word hateth means love less. He didn't mean literally hate. That's when it was translated, the word hateth. And I think even though I see that King James was a fair student in his translation, there's some words he translated that is very misleading. So he put the word hateth there. And when you look at the original Greek word, it means to love less. So Jesus said, he that don't love less than who? Than him. Okay? So if we love the people more, then yeah, quote per se, it comes as a hard task to do, which it shouldn't be, but it does. But if we love Christ more, we should be able to say, hey, I believe Jesus is the light. I believe that he's Lord, he's God, and that settles it. Amen. That settles. Now, as we read these verses, there's another thing concerning light I want you to see. Because remember, you're told in this initiation process that you are in darkness. When they blindfold you, they say you're in darkness and you need masonry or the Masonic order to give you light. Now, we established the fact, even in the other sections on the masonry, that the true light is Christ. But notice what it says here about John in verse 7. It said, the same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. So all that is connected to Jesus, hallelujah, all of you that are born again and saved, we're supposed to bear witness of the light to all men. You get that? The Masonic order can't do that because it's not connected to Christ. Do you see what I'm saying? Hallelujah. But see, those of us who are born again, we're supposed to be connected to Christ. That's why the word of God said at first, before you came to Jesus, you were without God or outside of God. He said, but now you in Christ. So if we in Christ, we are connected to him, and we're supposed to be bearing witness of that light to the world. And since the Masonic order is not connected to Christ, it is not a Christian organization, it's not a godly organization, therefore they cannot give you the true light if you are in darkness. In other words, you're turning to the wrong source. You have become connected to the wrong source. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I don't come with this series to, quote, bash you, because we all have made a mistake, and we all, at some point, did not do our due diligence on some certain things. And I personally believe that many of you that who are Christians who joined the Masonic order, you did not do your due diligence before you joined. You did not go into no deep search. You did not consult God. You didn't do that. You got the sweet nothing spoken in your ear. You took it hook, line, and sinker, and you became joined, not really fully understanding what you joined yourself to. Yes, you heard what they told you. But once again, Albert Pike said, and let you know, as I paraphrase it, that you are lied to on purpose until you deem yourself worthy for the real truth. And except you become an adept, a sage, or elect, they're going to lie to you and tell you about certain things being this and that. But then when you move on up in the Masonic order, that's when you start finding out the truth. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Let's go to Matthew chapter 5. I want to go to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. Hallelujah. Verse 14. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. Glory. I sense the Holy Ghost by that. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. Now, look at what Jesus said about the people that is connected to him, the followers of Christ. Look what he said. He said, ye are the light of the world. a city that is cannot be healed. I think I'll read that again. He said, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Verse 15 said, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and they give it light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now look at that. Jesus is the true light, and so he said to those who are connected to him, that follows him, those that are born again, the church, he calls also light, the light of the world. Did you hear that? And so if you are in darkness, if there's anyone that should be giving you light, it's the church. I'll say that again. If you are in darkness, if there's anyone that should be giving you the light, and that is the light of Christ, it's the church. Because the church is supposed to have the light to give to them that in darkness. The Masonic order is not the church. I just took a pause for a minute and let that sink in. Amen. Listen. But it's sad to say that the church is acting though she loves darkness. And the light that should be coming from her is not coming from her. Why? Because she's trying to be like the world. Do you hear that? She's trying to be like the darkness of the world. Amen. See, this is why the power of the Holy Ghost haven't been moving strongly in the services and throughout the churches. Why? Because we have incorporated the works of the flesh. We're so busy trying to entertain people instead of letting the Holy Ghost rule. And we up sitting up there mad at God. God, how come you let this happen? Why you ain't doing this and that? Look at the condition we in. So when the Masonic order tells me, you in darkness and you need Masonry to give you light, I say, well, that ain't true. Because Masonry can't give me light. Because Masonry is not connected to the true light, which is Jesus. The Christian is supposed to be. I say the Christian is supposed to be. The church is supposed to be. The bride is supposed to be. The children of the living God is supposed to be. And if anyone is supposed to be giving somebody light that is in darkness, it should have been the church. But once again, we're shucking and jiving, shaking and baking, just like the world is. Because we want to be liked by the world. We want to become so popular by the world. See, we start cringing up because the world have been talking about us so much. Y'all too holy. Y'all too straight. Y'all too this and that. And then we start feeling all left out and our feelings got hurt. Now we want to please the world by doing what they do. And talking about, well, I'm drawing them in the church. You're right. You are drawing them. Not Jesus. You're drawing them. Okay. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. You think Jesus being lifted up in it? No. The Jar Jar service of Jesus Christ ain't being lifted up. We people in the churches now. Amen. I was looking on YouTube back a few days ago how this particular church was playing Frankie Beverly and Maze song in the church. People that's dancing and rocking and shaking to it in the church service. That's how it become. See, some of y'all are actually looking for light. And you seeing that the church is in the condition that is. And so here come the Masonic order telling you, say, we got the light you looking for. Because Satan see that you looking for light. And he see that you see the condition of the church. So he wants you to think that the Masonic order that he's over got the light that you need, but they don't. It's just putting you more in the darkness. Amen. And just like some kids who don't feel loved at home, what do the gang do? Those gangs out in the streets say, hey, we'll show you love. And they show some attention. And see, that child think that that's, quote, what love is. Even though the gang, to initiate them, beat them half to death. Or tell them to go murder somebody to be fully initiated. They thinking that that's the love that they need. But it ain't. And see, this is how the Masonic order does. Because, see, the devil looks and he preys on people, especially those that wounded light. And see, they trying to turn to the church, but the church too much busy shucking and jiving and shaking and baking and doing all the stuff for the world. And then they see this and they say, well, I can't go to them for help. So the Masonic order said, hey, you in darkness, you need light. We can give you the light. Amen. And see, the word tells Jesus the true light. And then Jesus turned around and tell the church, you're the light of the world. Why? Because you're connected to me. That's why he said, let your light so shine before men that they may glorify who? Your Father. Why? Because they're going to see Jesus. We haven't done a good job of that. We haven't done a good job. My Lord. And you got some jumping in masonry actually thinking, this is the antidote. This is what I need. But you're getting more and more into sin. So to the Christian who's listening, who became a Mason, this is what you need to hear. See, when they told you, say, hey, you're in darkness, they blindfold you. You're in darkness, you need Mason to give you light. And I guarantee you, some of you who joined, you knew in your spirit, probably when you heard that, it didn't set well in your spirit. But once again, you ignored it. You said, well, you know, maybe just me. Well, you know, It wasn't just you. Oh, well, it was you per se, your spirit, because you were born again, but the Holy Ghost was alerting you too. So, this ain't right. And you went ahead and joined. Hallelujah. You went ahead and joined. Thank you, Jesus. My Lord and my God. Hallelujah. Jesus is the true light. And he said to his people, ye are the light of the world. That's what he said. Amen. I think we went to sleep when he said that. Let's look to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Now, let's look at something here. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Let's look at verse 14. Which we'll be looking at this verse in another section of this soon. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. Now, look what the Word of God said. He said, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Now, who is he talking to? Christians, then who are what? Believers. He said, for what fellowship have righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion have who? Light with darkness. Do you hear that? See, he called the Christian light. So why would you go to darkness to get light? You God called you light. God called the church light. Amen. If I can't get a quote from the church, I definitely supposed to be able to get it from Jesus. Because he's the true light. That's who the church connected to. So if God called you light, and then he let you know he's the true light where you can get light. You need some light on anything you go to. So why would you turn to darkness to get light? You can't turn to darkness to get light. When your house is dark and have no light, it is dark. You can't say, well, I'm going to go in the dark so I can see. See what? What you going to see? Darkness is what it is. It's darkness. Okay? And see, when darkness is telling you, say, hey, you're in darkness, you need light. Amen. It's just like going to a psychic who use demonic powers. They want to let off to you, they got the answers. So they put themselves into being the light, the answer that you need. But it's demonic, evil, and not of God. You understand what I'm saying? Glory. Glory to the living God. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised and be glorified. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to one more scripture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Thank God for the revealed word. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 5. Now look what he says. Once again to the Christian. He ain't talking to the sinner. I don't know why we trying to make everything in the word that God say he's talking to sinners too. No, he's not. He's talking to the Christian. He said, verse 5, ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Did you hear that? I think I'll read that again. He said, ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Did you get that? So, Christian, you that became a Mason and you're told in the initiation process, say, hey, you in darkness. When they blindfold you and say you in darkness, you need the Mason to give you light. You went to the wrong source. Amen. You don't find nowhere in scripture where Christ uplift the Masonic order. I asked a guy who was a Mason about that. And I said, you show me where Christ spoke about the Masonic order, where he lifted up the Masonic order. He says, not in there. I said, I know it not. In there. Amen. Christ is not going to uplift anything or anybody that rejects him. He's not going to uplift us for you, the people, to go join them or look to them for the better way or to look to them for salvation. He's not going to do that, people. Well, you say amen, old me, or some of you who under that secret, you might just put your hand over your mouth. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. See, like I told y'all, way back in 19, it had to be, I think, 91, maybe something like that, 1991, I was working in a grocery store. And like I said, the first person that ever approached me about joining the Masons was an ex-cop. And I told him no. I knew in my spirit someone right about it. Now, did I know then what I know now? No, I didn't. But like I told y'all, there's times that the Holy Ghost, even though you may not know where it at in Scripture, there is times that the Holy Ghost will deal with you on certain things that you may find out later on in Scripture. You understand what I'm saying? And see, that's what don't get me wrong, before I had heard of Masonry. Heard some things about it. But the Holy Ghost was letting me know, say no. When that guy approached me, he's like, say no. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the living God. Amen. Listen. For those of you who are Christians and you became Mason, hey, God has blessed me to give you this information. Why? Because he loves you. Amen. God loves you. And God does not want you to come under the curses that can come from being joined to this secret society. Because believe you me, there is curses that accompany this thing. Okay? This organization. Amen. Every Antichrist organization that denies Christ and preaches against Christ will find themselves hit with these curses. And see, God is giving you an opportunity to repent and come out of it, lest you will be hit too. You understand what I'm saying? I have a concern for my brothers and my sisters, who have the sisters who joined the Eastern Star, which is the woman part of the Masonic Order. I have a great concern for them because, see, you have joined yourself to a curse. Amen. And I pray that you repent and come out. Hallelujah. I pray that you will repent and come out of it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I am grateful for this opportunity that the Lord has given me to even do on this series. As I've shared with many of you before, it is in my spirit to see people taught the word. You understand what I'm saying? I want to see people taught the truth. I've seen too many people in bondage to the devil or in bondage to things that he is using because they're ignorant of the truth. You know, some people, for example, is in bondage to sickness because of ignorance of the truth. Some of them, even in churches that they go to, have not been taught about what Christ really did for them for healing. And they have been told that when they get cancer or certain sickness, well, just let the will of the Lord be done. But that ain't the will of the Lord. It's the will of the Lord for you to be sick. No more is it the will of the Lord for you to be cursed. And this is the reason why God, and once again, Brother Nate is not the only one doing this research on this series of Mason. You can go on the internet. There are brothers and sisters in Christ on the internet who's doing a series and teaches about this Masonic order and how it's not of God. So Brother Nate is not the only one. Okay? I'm not the only one. There's others that God has in his vineyard that he's been using to do this, to get the word out there. Okay? And just like hell, God, and I do believe that from many testimonies of those who encounter hell, that Christ let them encounter hell or go to hell so they can come back and testify of it, more than one, it's been quite a few of them. And they all testimony is around the same thing. They all sitting around talking about saying, now this we're going to say. No, many of them don't even know each other. And so when God now got all these different, got all these Christians who's speaking on a Masonic order, why? So he can throw all these witnesses at you. Some of you listening to me now, I probably wasn't the first Christian you heard talk about this. But see, what you did, you probably ignored them and said, oh, they don't know what they're talking about. And now you just happen to be skimming through on the internet and come across, oh, what is this? And here I am talking about it now. You know, the Lord said in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. That's what he said. Okay. He's reaching out his arm of love, his hand of love to you. Amen. That's what he's doing. Hallelujah. Reaching it out to you. Thank you, Jesus. So I am very grateful for this night. I'm going to stop it there. Lord, say the same. We'll come with, you know, tomorrow night, Lord, say the same, part three of the initiation process. We're going to talk a little bit more, some of the other things that goes on in the initiation process. But like I said, I am thoroughly convinced, and I'm not going to say all of y'all, but there were some of y'all, that when you start going through this that ritual, you sense in your spirit something wasn't right. I am thoroughly convinced. I'm not going to say every last one of you, but I believe that some of you, when you went through the ritual, because I've heard of people, as some would say, into the church, who went to become a Mason, and they was in a dark room, and it scared them, and they ran out. They never did go through it. But I very strongly believe that some Christians, as I get specific, that had become Masons, when they was going through the initiation ritual, that at some point in their spirit, they can tell about the initiation process that something wasn't right. But because of fear and worry about what others say, they went on through it anyhow. Amen. God was trying to warn you then, but you didn't heed the warning. Because, see, there's losses. When we don't heed the warning of God, and this is what God said to Brother Otto Fetty, one of the men of God that he sent his angel to. And he told Brother Fetty that there were some losses he suffered because he didn't heed the warning that the Lord gave him. See, there's some losses we'll suffer because of trials we go through. But then there is what I call some unnecessary losses that we can suffer simply because we do not heed the warning. You understand what I'm saying? And there's no doubt in my mind that some Christians who had become Masons, when they was going through the initiation process, they just knew something. Even when they said it, they said, man, something ain't right about this. And part, in one part, they wanted to say, man, forget this and run off. Another part, they were looking around, afraid of what others may say, what they may think, you know. And they went on through with it anyhow. Wow. I say it again, wow. Praise be to God. You know, I am once again very grateful for this night broadcast and once again for this opportunity to come before you with the Word of God. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are grateful for your word. And We're grateful for the Spirit of the living God. Father, I am grateful tonight that you have blessed me with such strength in my body to propose to bring the word before them, this research, this truth, that they may choose. Thank you, Lord God, for hearing my prayers and the prayers of those who prayed, the prayer that your Spirit will be with us. And though we are at the end of the broadcast, it is not the end of your word. So therefore, Lord God, bless those who tune in tonight, touch their heart, and reveal to them what thus says the Lord for your glory. And Heavenly Father, we will give you glory and honor and praise in the name of Jesus, we pray. Father, we thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Glory to the Most High God. Once again, look for the advertisement for tomorrow night. The Lord say the same. I should be back with Masonry, the Initiation, Part 3. And we will look more at this initiation process and see what we need to know and to understand. Amen. So once again, I thank God for all of you that have been listening to this broadcast. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man. May God bless you, and may he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Say, oh.
man.